You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Paul Pogba to score and Manchester United to win was 9-5. That's been enhanced to 5-2. And Dimitri Payet to score and West Ham to win was 12-1, now 16-1. Manchester United have lost just two of their last 23 games against West Ham at Old Trafford. And Wayne Rooney, who was on the score sheet on Thursday night, has a good record in this fixture as well. He's got 11 in his last 13 against West Ham. He's 11-8 to score anytime, Wayne Rooney. And West Ham need to find some form and quickly, Tom. Slaven Bilic coming under pressure. And they were desperately unlucky to be beaten by Spurs last weekend. But that pressure is definitely mounting now.
It is mounting, and even I mean, I've got absolutely no feelings one way or the other towards West Ham, but even when that goal went in, I felt a little bit for Slaven Bilic, and that takes an awful lot, because after his antics in the 98 World Cup, which I will never forgive, of what he did to Laurent Blanc, I've never, you know, when people were having him in this summer, I wasn't, and I know he'd done well last year, but I'm never having him for that. So it took a lot for me to kind of feel a drop of sympathy, and I did feel that for him, because his side played well at Tottenham, they did, and they didn't deserve to lose. But they did, and that's the problem with this team this season. You know, that they're capable of scoring goals, they're capable of causing teams problems, but they're not crossing the line enough for me, and that's where the problems lie. I just don't know whether I'm having Manchester United having any kind of resurgence. And you know, it kind of switches so quickly with Manchester United this season. You know, they get a couple of results, or they get a morale boosting victory in Europe. They've played some poor sides in the Europa League, but they get these victories, and suddenly everything's on track. Then they're off track. Then they're on track. You know, at no point have Manchester United played brilliantly. At no point either, I think, have they been woeful and awful as much as people are making out. They are where they are, which is, for me, a team that's going to have a battle to get into the top four. They are not title contenders. Their team is unsettled. And you look at their last few results at home, they've drawn their last three matches against Stoke, Burnley and Arsenal. Now, I think West Ham, on their day, are better than two of those sides. I'm not going to name which two. You might better work it out. But they did play well against Arsenal, Manchester United. But again, they didn't cross the line either. So I'm going to go for a draw here. I'm going to hope that the way that West Ham lost that game against Tottenham doesn't affect them too much. And they've still got it in them here to get a point. I know their away form has been shocking. They've lost four of the last five. They've only beaten Crystal Palace in the last five games on the road. But it's Manchester United at home, and they're still not convincing me. And I think West Ham can score. I think both teams to score would be a play here, but I'm going to back the draw.
7-2 the draw. Here's one for you, Derek. In each of his five full Premier League seasons as a manager, Jose Mourinho's league placing after 12 games has been his final league placing that season. And Manchester United currently sixth after 12 games.
You know what? That's incredible you say that, because I was just about to say to you, United are sixth now, and that's exactly where they will finish.
Yeah.
Because they are comfortably, it's a six-team league, and they are comfortably the sixth worst team of that six. The worst team of that six.
Yeah.
Who's below them? Everton. They're on the same number of points. You can't see Everton overtaking them, but you can't see Man United closing the gap on the teams above them. That's exactly right. That quite incredible, that statistic. Yet another one. You follow them today, Dave, aren't you? but yeah, that's exactly.
Oxford
Tom's
have done
right.
Well, this weekend.
Tom's right. They are stuff. What they are. If I had any confidence, the results have been going my way, I'd be saying, yeah, you've got to back West Ham here at 13-2, because they're the side that can, okay, they've had some poor results. The performances of late have probably been better than their results, principally against Tottenham last week. So really, you know, if I had the confidence of yore, I would go for them. But what I'm going to do the Lee Phelps approach and play safe and go West Ham with a goal start at 8-5. There's more to come from this West Ham side. You know, what United won't go up or down. You look at West Ham, and I know they will go up. They're not going to be in a relegation dogfight. They're miles better than about eight teams in that league. And I think they're a big price here. I really do. Especially as Man United just been in action on Thursday. You know, that's a big thing. We always hear it. It was a good performance by United, by the way, against Feyenoord. I was quite impressed by them. They looked a bit more like the United of old, but they're not going to pull up any trees. They're not a great side. They've got a manager who seems to be living on reputation now. I like the look of West Ham with a goal start.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week.
on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections. And you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.